You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Teachers at Holy Family Church in Fairmount are gearing up for another school year and getting some valuable training on how to best react to protect their students and themselves in the event of a serious threat. A training program which began in Syracuse after Sandy Hook tragedy is busy serving school districts. Instructors like Dave Mason from Armored One say they provide options for teachers, administrators, and school staff.
So if the worst happens, they will have prepared for it in some way. Obviously, you can't prepare for every situation, but you can have a thought process in mind that if A happens, I can do B, C, or D, and go through a process so they are prepared and ready to respond and protect themselves and protect their kids.
Today was the next level of training by the company at the school. Principal Sister Christina Marie Lazinski says the school has a high level of awareness of what's going on outside on West Genesee Street and Chapel Drive.
Teachers will see someone. They usually report it to the office right away so that we can keep our eyes open. We do have cameras all around the property, inside and out, so we are able to monitor that right from the office.
Guns are not allowed into the school. However, Lazinski says an unmarked officer is frequently present outside on school grounds when students and teachers spend time outdoors. Armored One spokesperson Annette Downey says most active shooters are linear.
And whatever disrupts their plan, they tend to move on. So what we train our teachers is run, hide, barricade, fight, depending on where the shooter is. You can react, just know whatever scenario you're in, there is an option.
Downey adds the training is providing teachers empowerment that they can attempt to reduce or prevent any loss of life in their school. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.